Okay, we have one more speaker for the morning, and she's also coming up here to talk about getting involved in the community. Our speaker is going to be Rachel Allen and her mom, Catherine. And there's many ways that she's involved in the community, but one of the ways is in getting involved with the drill team at her school in Plano. And I'm sure she's going to talk about that and many other things. So I'm going to introduce Rachel Allen and Catherine Allen.
We are 19 years into the deafblind journey, and I really have to give a shout out to everyone from Mesquite ISD, Plano ISD, and all the professionals in the room who helped me make it through dealing with you guys. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. Kind of. You know I love you guys. So those who have watched us, oh, let me tell you what's going to happen here first. Rachel often attends different things with me, and she is my interpreter to whoever needs interpreting. We did a wedding this summer, and the people said, please let Rachel stand with you. So she wanted to. She was just going to sit, but she said, no, I want to interpret. And I was like, you guys okay with this? And so she loved it. So she is my interpreter, and then in a few moments, I'm going to be her interpreter. So those of you who have been watching us, walking with us, the closest to us have known that a long time ago, I stopped working towards normal physically for her. I stopped working on getting her trach out. I stopped working on her feeding tube coming out. Canceled some of our home therapies. All for the purpose of pursuing something that's much more elusive in the deafblind, CHARGE syndrome, multi-handicap world. It's something that Rachel began asking for, truly yearning for. So I began working really, putting most of my effort, along with all the medical stuff, school stuff, all the stuff we have to do for her health and for her learning and growing. But I began really working towards pursuing this elusive thing. She began asking for it. She was yearning for it. And she was asking me so persistently, years before we found a way to make it happen. And Dr. Van Dyke calls this something the ultimate goal for deafblind persons, moments of joy. It's something that I have come to call belonging. And it's something that Rachel calls friends. So we decided to enter the typical world through the means of the drill team. Not going to say I would recommend it for everyone because these people are insane. Oh, I love my friends, she said. So in a moment, I'm going to turn the presentation over to her and her friends and let you see something. But I do want to tell you, most people who look at our Facebook pages and our posts and they're like, oh my God, this is so awesome. You guys are so lucky. And they're so right. It is so fantastic. It is awesome beyond what you can even express. It's fantastic. It's also very heartbreaking. It's extremely frustrating. And it's extremely lonely also. Dealing with great, big, giant adolescent emotions. And all the social rules, have you ever tried to explain social rules? You know, like why your teacher can't come spend the night with you? I know. And all of the little intricacies of feelings, it's been really hard, to say the least. Following, keeping up with the fast pace of high schoolers. Rachel is 19. She is at Plano Senior High. She is graduating this year. This year. We entered into the drill team 4 years ago in high school in Plano. They also have senior high. She's graduating with a group of girls she's been in drill team with for 3 years. And so she is a senior right along with them. She'll be walking the stage with them. She is going to prom with them. So awesome. All of these big emotions, all of this fast pace, she loves every second of it, except when she's so exhausted by trying to keep up with it, trying to understand high school, relationships, love, which she gets, but in a different way. But for this little bundle of love and joy, who... really basically understands at a third grade level, this is huge. And it's been very difficult, but it's been amazing. And so we have dedicated ourselves, and I have dedicated my life to making this happen for her. And in a moment, you're going to see. I can't tell you how we've done it because that's a whole different presentation and a lot longer. But why we don't quit when even professionals are saying, really? And if she's sick every other week, or if she can't make it through, if she's so stressed, she has headaches, and if like you never sleep, you either eat, shower, or sleep. Which one? You gotta make choices here. Well, we're doing the drill team and we're committed to it. And when it's over, we'll do something else. You can bet on that. And so Rachel would like to say just a few things about her experience in Plano Arts. So we're going to tell them. I'm a manager. I'm a manager of the Plano Arts. What's your favorite thing to do? I love to help out. I love watching the girls dance. I love going to football games and parades. Mostly, I love my friends and the directors. And she has exciting news. Davis is having a boy. She loves having people having babies. Talking about that. And another very exciting thing. She's been waiting for 2 years to do what's going to happen in April. I'm performing in the Drill Team Spring Show. So now they haven't choreographed all of the part of the dance she's going to be doing with the other girls, but she thought she'd give you guys just a little taste. Yeah. Of, her freestyle. her freestyle. She's been practicing a long time.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast or be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Say what you want to say.
Be brave, get in the community, get involved. You see somebody, find a way. We you know, she was Hannah Montana for a few years, you guys remember. And somebody at the school, Miss Dillon, said, why don't you come dance? Watch dance. You just got to watch. And when I said, would you guys consider letting her be a manager? They're like, yeah. Just be brave. Just do it. And I do have to say one disclaimer. She is going to be leaving. She's very famous and busy. She told me I can't go to the deafblind meeting because I have competition. And I negotiated with her, and so she came today. And our intervener Evan is driving her back because they have competition tomorrow. So if you want to get her autograph or say hi, do it during lunch.
Aren't you glad you came today?